live from the Third Coast. It is our time to focus on where genealogy and spirit connect, a time to focus on our connection with ourselves and our past. Here's your host, Susan E. King.
Sorry, we're a little bit late, but we do have a good show, and I want you to mark this number down because Deborah Silverman's with us. And if you have not had a reading with Deborah, this is your opportunity today. So the number, 888-815-9756. As an astrologer, Deborah, welcome. Did you have any idea that freedom was going to be ringing across this world in 2011?
Well, astrologically, interestingly enough, for the first time in 200 and some years, since 1776, we have an astrological configuration occurring that set the Americas free. So here we were, this colonized country that following England's rule, and then all of a sudden came this crazy open-minded era called the revolution, and similar to what happened then in 2011, it's happening now. So you named it. It's definitely about freedom and breaking the rules and getting out of the old religious and governmental structures that might have limited us. So we're in this brand new era that isn't very comfortable. And you can imagine back in history then it wasn't comfortable either.
No, and who would have thought that Mark Zuckerberg was going to be the leader of the free world too?
Isn't that wild?
Isn't that funny? I just, social networking is bringing freedom to this world, and it's pretty powerful, I think.
That's the upside. So on the upside, we have this social networking where we get to communicate and be friends and find people across the wires, and you and I get to meet and feel a heart connection and never even seen each other. And on the downside, there's a sense of disconnection where people really are suffering from being alone and feeling so free that they've lost some of the structures of their family or their connectedness to their community. It's just the funniest, I call it sweet and sour sauce.
Yeah, that is a wonderful way to describe it, because, you know, we've been talking since this year. I've been feeling that disconnection all the way through my world, too. So it's good to know that it's not just us as individuals, but we do have our first caller.
Perfect.
You ready?
I need
Angela.
Some information. Angela.
And I know who this is.
Hi.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay, because I'm having trouble hearing both of you guys.
Uh-oh. Well, that's not good.
Yeah, I can hear you well, though.
Okay.
Right now while you're talking on the phone.
Well, I don't think this is who I know, but in any event, do you have any questions for
Deborah? First for Angela, I need her birth date, time, and place, because I'm an astrologer. So,
I would like a reading with you, Deborah.
What's your birth date?
My birth date is January 21st, 1968.
And what time?
And the time is 8:10 a.m.
Okay, in what city?
In Scarborough, Ontario, Canada.
And how did you find us today?
I just connected with you on Facebook.
And did I have it on Facebook that I was doing this today?
Yes, you did.
I have
posted not long ago.
I have assistants that help me. I love how they do that. I don't even know where I am. They have to tell me where I am so I can figure out, so I can make sure.
Oh, okay.
Because when you're an astrologer, you keep your head in the stars, but you can get a little confusing back there down at the ranch. Okay, so let me see here. We have Angela, January 21st, 1968, at 8:10 a.m. in Scarborough.
Right.
Well, how perfect. Have you had your chart done before, Angela?
No, I haven't.
Oh, boy. Okay. And so we're talking about freedom. Is that our conversation, Susan?
Whatever you want to do and whatever Angela is looking for.
Okay, well, it's funny because one of the truths about America was when it started in 1776, there were four or five Aquarians that were in that room in the United States where they signed the papers to begin this conversation about could we actually have a country where there was free speech and there was free ideas and anybody could do what they wanted, and they threw the tea off the boat and said, we're not paying the queen. They rebelled against all the old systems, and they really started a revolution. And in your chart, Angela, you are a double Aquarius. So you have a rebel in you. You are not someone that can follow. And one of your challenges this life is that you so want to, like you so want to be feeling connected to people, but there's a separateness, mm-hmm. and particularly, has that been true in your life?
Yes, it has.
And you have an incredible gift as an intuitive psychic that doesn't limit herself to, see, this is the thing about Aquarius. We've just
really?
Left that. Yes, they. But the thing for you that's hard is you're so logical. You have a lot of air in your chart. So you're one of those intellectual people that can think themselves in and out of a box. But when the intuition comes through, it's often through our right brain, not through our intellect, but through our feeling. And that's where you get a little bit challenged, is how to get your mind to sit down and not analyze. So I can imagine in your life, it's often hard to make decisions. Is that true, Angela?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Yes, this is your biggest challenge. If you could take your mind and sit it down, and go straight to your gut, and then what your gut says, you don't get your mind to come up and start arguing. You would be a decision maker, but instead, you keep going between like a ping pong game. Am I logical or am I emotional? Am I logical or am I? And then the logic always wins, and then you're pissed off because you knew you should have done what you thought in the first place. So tell us a little story. What's going on right now in your life? Is there something specific that you were calling about?
Just, I'm uncertain, of course, here we go with the, decisions, right? But as to my life path, life purpose right now, what I should be doing.
What have you been doing?
Oh, well, I've been home for quite a while. I've been with my son homeschooling him for a number of years. So outside workforce and, I feel like I want to do something to make a difference, to help people, but not
how old is your son?
Where I should go.
Angela, how old is your son?
He is 12 now.
Okay. So here's the story. First of all, you are a perpetual student. So I would start by getting yourself taking classes. Do you take classes?
I've just started. One actually online.
And what are you taking?
I'm learning about Reiki.
Exactly what I was going to say. I wish I would have said it.
Yeah,
so your energy, you are one of those people that loves to be around people. You have this crazy intuitive gift, but it has to be quiet. That's why Reiki is so good for you. If you use too much information intellectually, and I want to give you permission to trust the energetics of what happens in a session, because you definitely have a healing ability in your That was exciting. Do, 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 do. Who did that?
I didn't.
Was that you, Susan?
Oh, not me. I'm not even near a phone.
Okay, Susan's innocent. I'm innocent. That would make it you, Angela.
I believe it was.
It's 12-year-old.
You're getting communicated from the other side. It's really true. It's perfect punctuation. You're allowed to value the invisible world that you can't see, and know that in those sessions with Reiki and being with people, particularly children and anyone that needs help, you are such a humanitarian, Angela. You're allowed to give them space and know that something goes on in the invisible. I think in our society, this epidemic, I see it everywhere. People call me, well, obviously I'm an astrologer, but they call me every day saying, I don't feel like I'm doing the right thing or I'm not really contributing and I feel the pain. Because on the planet right now, there's this huge birthing process where she's screaming and yelling in pain, and the name of freedom, as Susan said, would be to have the wisdom to know that we're right on schedule and this pain is to be predicted because we're in transformation. And the greatest contribution you can make, Angela, for you, is being able to be with people and be one, their friend, and listen. It'd be great for you to take any counseling classes because you've got a natural born counselor. You are built to hear deep stories and be a profound listener. And two, to know how to use your intuition and not be limited to pleasing and appropriate. Like, that's why Reiki is so good for you. If you could use music and you could do a strange version of Reiki and take away from this class, you take your own unique Angela version and not follow, that would be freedom.
Wow.
Does that make sense, Angela?
It does. Yeah, it does. And so it's like a combination. Okay, we're doing some Reiki, maybe with music and throwing a few other things in there, and then also but intuitive counseling as well.
Absolutely. You're someone that can listen to someone and have them tell your story, and if you were confident, you'd say the weirdest thing, and they'd go, how did you know that? But if you hold back and you're self-conscious, you're going to limit that intuitive knowing, because if you don't exercise the freedom of saying, this is freedom, of saying the weirdest things, and you try to be normal. I would give up on trying to be normal, Angela.
Yeah,
you're
it's the self, the confidence thing. Yeah.
And, you know,
like me.
Yeah, being free like Susan. Part of it is cultural. Living in Canada, because I spent 25 years living in Canada, it's a much stronger English background than it is in the States. So you've got to push up against that double Aquarius. Really, you do well in the States, because you need to be goofy and wild and say funny one-liners and be a little bit uninhibited. Do you do that at all, Angela?
Not as much as I should.
So I'm giving you a permission slip. In the name of freedom, I love your theme, Susan.
How do you like that? Yeah.
It was so perfect. And so perfect that Double Aquarius is our first caller, because this is exactly what the Americas, and including Canada, was. We came to this part of the land, a part of the world, with the promise that we would not follow what came before. And that's right where we are historically on the planet right now. We are breaking out of an old form, and society is really being, in Facebook and all of the social media, we are finally finding out that we're all in this together. It's as scary as it is exciting. But, Angela, you have to get out of the house and get on the phone. Computers are great for you, Angela. Honest to God, you should definitely be playing on the computer and doing Reiki with people that you meet and randomly and freely giving it away. It's another freedom. Giving away sessions for free is something I always encourage beginners to do.
Okay, right. That's what I was going to say, to just how to get started. It's just, I thought of that, and I thought, okay, doing that or doing it on a donation basis.
Start with doing it for free in a few very quick order. And what I want you to do is make sure you talk, because one of your gifts is really listening. You must know that about yourself. You love to listen to people.
I know I'm a good listener, yes.
That's a profound gift, to know how to listen and to use the body and not the mind. Let your intuition talk to you.
Okay, shut my brain off, listen with my heart.
Exactly. And you're going to get a funny feeling. You're going to hear yourself say, I got the funniest feeling. You know, I was on the radio the other day. I have a show now on Tuesday nights, and I said to this woman, you have got to clean up your house. And she was like, oh, my God, how did you know? And I lied and said, oh, it's right here in the chart. But the truth was, it was my intuition, and I just said it. She said, my house is a mess. So those are those random things where you just say things, but it takes courage.
Right.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you for calling today, Angela.
Yes, Angela.
Wow, thank you very much.
We actually have another caller on line 3. We have Laura from Michigan.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Angela.
Thank you, Angela. Stay tuned and tune into my radio show tonight.
There you go. We're going to make sure everybody knows when that is.
So, Laura, what's your birth date?
It's 12/24/51.
She's born right on Christmas Eve. What time?
I think it was 1:40 p.m.
And what city?
Detroit, Michigan.
I have a relationship with that city. That's where I came from.
Ah.
Okay, Susan, you talk to her while I plug in her chart.
So, you're going to be turning my age in December, it looks like.
A grown-up.
Yes.
The big 6-0.
Good. Let me tell you, I love it. So, Laura, how did you find us?
I've just been listening, just came across the radio station and started listening to it.
Well, cool.
Good for you.
I'm glad
how do you
hear.
Like that?
It's called Kismet. Have you ever heard the word Kismet?
I have.
No.
I love that word. It's when things happen totally randomly, but they were designed by fate, and you have no idea, and it just goes click. Okay, Laura, so let me tell you, give you a little information, first of all, that your chart, it's what Susan was just saying. You went through a big, you're going through a big change right now. You are in one of those cycles called Saturn Return, and it happens once every 30 years. The other one should have been 1980-81. Do you remember that big change?
Oh, that's when I had my first child.
Okay, well, now you're having an invisible child. This is a similar cycle. You are giving birth to a whole new part of yourself, but you have been through a very hard 2 years.
And no, I want to kidding.
I want to commend you for getting through it. This is Laura. I'm going to give you my phone number. This is a perfect time for you to have a reading. Do you have a pen?
Yeah. Let me see if I got one that works.
That's so funny. How could a Capricorn not have a pen that works? Capricorns always have practical things around them. I know you get a.
She's looking for that. Your website's what?
www.deborahsilverman.com.
Yeah, my website is deborahsilvermanastrology.com. And you
there
go on the website. It's spelled D-E-B-R-A, deborahsilvermanastrology.com. And you click on the top, and you'll see all the signs. Susan, have you looked at your sign and watched me act them out?
Yes, I have.
Public schizophrenia,
yeah,
I call it. It's a little embarrassing. So, Laura, my phone number is 303-665.
Uh-huh.
303-665-0320.
0320?
Yeah, because you are in a... It's unbelievable how many things are going on in your chart. So you've had 2 years of really being forced into being still. Has it been physical stuff? Have you been physically suffering at all?
Somewhat. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. My fingernails look really bad, and I have somewhat of a thyroid issue going on.
Has anybody talked to you about taking wheat out of your diet?
No, but that makes a lot of sense.
I'll tell you right now that what your nails are saying and what your chart is saying at the moment is your body is suffering because it's not bad yet. And this is the point where you can really make a difference. But you definitely need to do a cleanse and get yourself off wheat just for a little while to start.
Okay, that sounds good. Because I'm in early stages of glaucoma, too.
Ooh. Did we lose Deborah?
Are you guys still there?
I'm still here. What happened?
I don't know what happened.
Nobody's hearing me. Can you hear me, Laura?
I can hear you.
Yeah,
and how about you now?
There was
a momentary break into the reality that I really come from. Maybe that was my window to go home.
Yeah, maybe it's the sun.
Well, do my finances look like they're going to get any better? And am I going to meet anybody?
Well, here's the thing. You've got to take care of your body. So we can't, before we go anywhere further, Laura, if you have a crazy amount of discipline that is available to you right now, this is like in the last 2 months, your body's been screaming, take care of me.
Yes.
If you do it, what you're saying to life is, I have discipline and I'm preparing myself for the next phase. You have three major transits that are going on in your chart. That's why it would be so valuable to have a reading. Because if you take advantage, it's kind of like the wind just came into your sail, but you don't have a map. So you're like,
okay.
I'm feeling a change is here, but where am I supposed to go? And you've got a clear intention. I want some money. I want a relationship. I want to get healthier. But you don't have a map of where to go.
Right.
And that's the gift of astrology. It's such a cool game I get to play where I get to help people remember what their agreement was. So you're at that critical moment astrologically where you are really up for a change, and it's got to do first with your body, then with your relationship, and then financially. But you're not really that concerned financially because you do have a planet of luck in the house of money. Somehow money seems to find its way to you. Have you ever noticed that?
Oh, good, because I invested in the Iraqi dinar.
What's that?
I was going to ask the same thing.
It's Iraq has their money, and since the war, it got devalued. And now that the war is coming to the end, the Iraqi money is supposed to be revalued. And a lot of people are investing in it, and if if it RVs like it's supposed to, it's going to bring in a lot of money.
Well, your chart, you know what? This is really very auspicious. When did you do that investment? How long ago?
January and February.
Yeah, you're
exactly. It might have been the end of December.
You're exactly on, yeah. You are right on schedule.
Oh, super. Because I've had too much money taken away from me lately.
Yeah, this is a very auspicious time. I would, without a question, financially you are in a critically open, that was so smart. That investment you did was very smart. But the bigger issue is your body, and then the next issue is the relationship, and you've got to get yourself on target. Because when you're focused, Laura, you're fine. You're just having just finished these 2 years, you lost your focus. It's been unbelievably difficult.
Yes, very much so.
Well, I'm glad you called in,
and Laura.
I have
a tip for you, too.
Go ahead,
there's
Susan.
A bread out there called Ezekiel, if you're a bread nut, that doesn't have any
Ezekiel bread, I totally know what it is.
Good. That's what I use, and it works like a champ.
Is it wheat
I can
free?
Do take wheat out. I am not a bread eater. I can get away from bread. It's not going to be a problem.
Good. Okay. Oh, that's so good. And pasta and anything to do with wheat, you will really notice a difference. Boy, that's going to make a huge difference. And I would do a cleanse. That's the other thing. I'd love to refer you to someone to get you started. You're in a change, and that's why you need to get some more information of what exactly you need to do. So,
well, I've been wanting to do the sprouts, and as a matter of fact, I just soaked some sunflower seeds, and I do want to change my way of eating. I wouldn't mind eliminating eating altogether.
Well, that's a little dangerous. Now, that's real freedom.
Wouldn't that be... I don't know if I could ever give that up.
Yeah, we need food. Hello. Well, thanks for calling, Laura. I'm so glad you called. And maybe, Susan, you want to give the phone number out again for other callers. Do you have any other callers waiting?
We do have another one on the line, too. The number
is 888-815-9755. Thank you for calling, Laura.
All right. Thank you.
I hope I get to hear from Laura. I hope I get to do a reading for you, Laura, because you are really at a critical moment. Go ahead.
All right. I'll call.
All right. Thanks, Laura.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I didn't mean to be stepping over. I was getting some interruptions there, I guess. Phone number for callers is 888-815-9756. And we've got Barbara on the line. And I think he's written down Waikiki, but I'm not sure. Barbara, are you there?
She's sitting at the beach and decided...
I don't know if that's Barbara or not. That was weird.
Barbara was on Waikiki calling us, and now we can't find her.
Nope.
I'm right here.
Oh, there she is. Where are you?
I'm in Kauai.
It's Barbara. Okay. What's your birthday, Barbara?
I love Kauai.
It's my first birthday? My birthday is February 28th.
What year?
37.
I'm going to put your chart in the computer.
I just want to know one thing. Hey, I just want to know one thing.
What do you want to know? If you're going to get enlightened this lifetime?
No, I want to know what happens when Neptune hits my sun.
Okay, hold
that
on. February 28th, 1937, at what time?
8 p.m. Chicago.
8 p.m. in Chicago. And you're calling from Waikiki?
I'm calling from Kauai, from Kalaheo.
That's very impressive. Okay, let's see. Barbara, I'm excited. To answer your question, what happens when Neptune hits your sun? Well, we're not quite there yet. You're in the future again, you futurist. How come you're rushing over
there? Does it move really slow?
It moves really slow. So, first of all, what you're more interested in is Saturn just went over your ascendant. In the last 4 months, how has your health been?
It's been rotten.
Well, that's just what Saturn does. So it's been rotten. So what Saturn asks you to do is to really slow down. It's going to hit your moon here in the next, in September, it comes over your moon. So first it just hits your ascendant, and that would have been in September, October, November. And it demands turtle pace. It's like I always feel like Saturn comes in, he's not very friendly. But if you do the turtle, have you been doing turtle? What's the symptoms that have made your
body? Nothing. I do nothing but turtle.
Well, really, you do nothing but turtle?
I'm a total turtle.
You even got a hard shell, I take it.
No, I do nothing. I'm totally, totally slow.
So what was the health crisis? What was the health issue that happened during September, October?
Well, actually, that was when Uranus hit my, that was probably when Uranus hit my son. And I had a false emergency heart event. But now I have arthritis. And I think Uranus is hitting my Saturn in my house of health. Is that right?
Uranus is on, it did not hit your sun then. Uranus is past your Saturn about.
On my Saturn.
That's right.
Uranus in my house of.
That's right. That's right.
Health.
That's right.
That's right. So I'm just dealing with a lot of stuff. But
okay. Well, here's okay. Let me tell you the good news.
Okay.
As we speak today, Jupiter is sitting on your descendant, the point of marriage. So you're in a very positive era around recognizing relationships, because Jupiter will come over your Venus right behind it in the next 6 months. And so there's this upbeat
yummy
energy around love. It's around love.
It's around that's love.
That's the good news.
You hear my husband here? You hear my husband here beside me saying love.
Well, there you go. There you go. You are definitely in a very lighthearted time as far as love's concerned. But the body is getting older, and so it's requiring the turtle, which obviously you're very good at. Uranus is finished, by the way. You don't have to worry about Uranus anymore. It's going over there until it's past your Saturn now. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. That's good.
It's a relief. There'll be no more false heart issues, but there might
right,
be...
Right.
But there might be the process of aging. How is it for you getting older, Miss 1937?
Oh, it's okay. I'm totally accepting it, but it hurts.
There's the ouch factor.
Except to find the right pill.
No luck yet?
Not yet, but I'm working on it.
But you have freedom on the inside. So if we took her out of her body, this chart, you have the gift of knowing the value of the inner world with that Mars and Pisces, Mars and Scorpio and Pluto and Cancer and Saturn and Pisces.
Yeah.
You know their freedom when we get rid of these bodies, and death will be a place for you that you can practice of letting go all the time before you ever lose the body. And this is actually a very good time to talk about that morbid topic.
You know, it is an interesting topic.
Because your gift in this chart, Barbara, you have such a relationship with the non-physical world.
Yeah, that's true. I know that, yeah.
And very few people do, so I just want to take a moment to acknowledge that what you might take for granted, because so many of us are bound by the physical world and we have no relationship with the inner, you're exactly the opposite. You're so richly endowed in the inner plane, the outer plane's kind of a little dense for you.
True.
So there's such a gift. You know, you have this lovely Jewish star in your chart, this big, giant, two triangles between the earth and the water, which makes mud.
Uh-huh.
So if you could just take your, and I know you're so good at this, you've got Saturn in Pisces and you are a Pisces, you came in this lifetime to give us the gift of vibrational fulfillment from the inside out, whether it physically manifests or not is less important.
Okay, so I should focus more on sending that out, right, to other people?
Exactly. That's really, oh, my God, this chart. You're like a,
shine,
you know, when I see
light
in your chart, I see a diamond, and it sparkles, and it has, you know, we don't have to, diamonds don't have to do anything. They just sit there, and they radiate.
That's why I say I don't do much.
And that's exactly your right function. I wish people understood. You are a living embodiment of the wisdom of water as compared to so many on this planet. I mean, the planet should be called water. It's blue. It's not green. I don't know why we get so fixated on the outer world. It's all about emotions.
Uh-huh.
And there you are on Kauai, the wettest spot on Earth, right during a Jupiter conjunct your point of marriage. You're in this Jupiter. It's right opposite your ascendant, literally, today. Did you know that?
No. That's great.
So you're feeling the Jupiterian blessing that occurs just in the simple joy of Aries. It's your Aries on your descendant that gives you, that tickles you. But I appreciate the body is in pain. And you know what? You're not alone. There's so many people on this planet that suffer with those stupid physical bodies, and they don't go away.
Well, you know, I brought it on myself, I'm sure, because I think it's been my lifetime of resentment. It's finally caught up with me.
I would beg to differ. I would say that there's no way that this chart, it's not that you resented personally, but you are such an echo chamber of the collective pain. When you have a grand trine in water like this, you feel for all of us and can't figure out where you start and stop. So you may think it's your resentment, Barbara, but you know what? Being in a body, it elicits and cultivates resentment as its breath takes in an inhale and an exhale. I wish it were different. And there are some of us that know how to take that resentment and just be kind. I read this beautiful thing about the Dalai Lama when he was sick. It's in his book called Forgiveness. And it was such, it was almost like his sickness was so kind. It was the weirdest, back to the sweet and sour sauce. We're in this place of physical reality where it's, the mixture is so strange. I don't know what they were thinking when they made this place up, but I'd love to talk to them one day. I try to call that 1-800 number and they never answer. Dear God, what were you thinking?
I love it, Deborah. That is wonderful.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for what you do on this planet. You can't underestimate the quality of sensitivity that you're carrying and the pain as making it personal. It's way bigger than just you, I promise.
Yep.
That's nice to hear, Deborah.
Yep. Just let that light shine.
She's a shiny one. I know this chart.
Yep.
She's shiny. She's a cheap date. You can tickle her with just one funny line, and she's all giggly. It's true, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling, Barbara.
Thank you for all your info. I had all my aspects mixed up.
That's why I'm here.
I
love you. Love, love, love.
That's why we love having
like
her here. We got
amateur
another one. Are you ready?
A little
Sandy
bit of information is dangerous.
Hi, Sandy. Yes.
What did you say, Susan?
Sandy in Seattle.
Okay, thank you, Barbara. Sandy in Seattle. Sandy in Seattle. What's Sandy's birth date?
This
Sandy?
Is your friend, Sandy. And I had to call and just be your biggest fan and let you know you have me laughing in my seat.
She's a cheap date. You and Barbara. If we could put you and Barbara in the same room, she laughs. You. This one really laughs. Sandy, what's your birth date?
April 14th, 1960. 9:36.
A.M. or P.M.?
A.M.
In what city?
Seattle, Washington.
You're an original?
I am. I'm a native. Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you?
Okay.
E.T. Seattle.
Sandy's one of my cheerleaders. I get, you know, it's such a good feeling because every once in a while, I'm sure, Susan, you feel like this. You're on the radio and you're wondering, is anybody out there?
Oh, yes.
But Sandy's like, she has all this energy. She's an Aries, and she's just full of bubbles. It's so different than Barbara, who had all that sensitivity. This one has all these bubbles. I'm putting you in here, Barbara, or Sandy, hold on. Seattle, Washington, are we ready?
We're so ready.
We're talking about freedom today. Susan wants freedom.
I'm looking for freedom.
Oh, my God, Sandy. So Jupiter's going, are you, what's going on with work right now? You should be expanding. Are they offering you something new?
Well, there's things that are floating out there. Nothing's very tangible yet, and I'm just standing here with my hand raised.
Okay,
I try not to jump up and down too obnoxiously, but my hand is raised.
Well, you know what? It's not exactly right now. I'll tell you why. Jupiter's only early degrees. That's what I was just telling Barbara. Jupiter was at 8 degrees. It's not quite there yet, but it will be by July, August, and then by September, your chart, your Saturn square Saturn exact degree, September, October, that's when the change will happen. So you're going to have to be patient this summer, Miss Aries. It's a joke. How you tell an Aries to be patient. But you just keep your hand raised and you keep on tickling yourself and don't get discouraged because it's going to, you know, you're so ready. You're like a, it's like one of those little apples on the tree going, I'm about to fall.
Mm-hmm.
But don't worry, there'll be a little basket right below you at the nick of time. So this is a transit that has been started just a month ago. Can you feel it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can.
It's irritation at the worst because you know that something's trying to change and you're like, can we go now? That's what Aries are like with Moon and Sag. But it's best, it said the astrologer, timing is everything.
So how about freedom and love?
Love. Well, now that's funny because let's say love again together. Love.
Love.
My brother used to say, when I was little, my brother used to say, Debbie, is it true love? I always just kept that in my head. Is it true love? This is Sandy. This is a very auspicious time for relationship right now. But you have to be careful because you tell yourself stories. You have shades of Pisces, like our last little caller there. You have to be open right now. If I were you, you know what I would do? I would put myself out there right now. This is Jupiter is sitting on your Venus for the last 2 weeks. You're thinking about love. You're looking around, but you're not jumping on anything. That didn't sound right.
That's why I was asking for some freedom.
Yeah, well, you need to, listen, go be courageous. I mean, even weird-looking people, people that you would never be interested in, you need to sparkle your energy up just a little bit right now.
Okay.
Just be courageous, because you've got this Jupiter energy. Part of you is like, what's wrong with life? They're not listening. I want love.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to jump around and put little signs up and, you know, in a perfect world, what I'd say to you is I'd say go online and put yourself on, but, you know, knowing you, would you go online and put yourself in that game?
Not so much.
See? What did I tell you? Tell me the reason why you would not.
It's a lot of work.
Oh, my God. Excuse me? Ms.
Well,
Aries.
It is. And then you don't see them, you know, it's not like live and in person. I don't know.
Okay, let's talk about...
I feel like it should just happen.
Okay, that's really lovely. See, that's Mercury in Pisces. You just make up stories. You're in the auspicious time. It doesn't just happen. We have to make our... That should just happen. The whole world should just be in peace. How's that a sentence? We should all get along and be nice to each other and share our money. Jeez. Okay, here's what you got
to
do.
A little harder.
If you want freedom, you got to... Bingo. Who said that?
She did.
Sandy, you don't need me. Raise the flag. See, she laughs at all my jokes. I keep people around like Sandy.
Change the flag.
I have a lot of friends that just, they think I'm so funny. And, you know, when no one's around, I want you to know this, I'm not so funny.
I don't believe you. I think you make yourself laugh, but that's okay. I'm sure there's other callers with great needs. But I just wanted to jump in and say
Sandy,
hello.
If you don't take a risk, I'm going to hit you in the head. You better take a risk and put your... You know what I'm thinking of doing? Having a radio show where people call in and there's boys and girls and I describe their charts. Because this would be... Sandy would be a great catch, guys, but you got to be in Seattle. She's so full of life and she's so giving and she's so alive and she's so pretty. What is wrong with this world?
My hand's up.
I think I have to move out from behind my desk.
Bingo! And put the flag up.
All
you
right.
Think I'm kidding.
You're
going to
make myself
kidding.
A flag.
Okay, that's it. And you go outside to the coffee shop and you wink at somebody. And this guy says, did you just wink at me? And you're going to go, yeah.
I have got to laugh, Deborah. I did that Saturday night. It was fun.
Tell her the story, Susan.
Well, it's not really a wonderful story, except I have not been going out a whole lot. And I decided that I needed to get out of the house. And what I thought I was going to do didn't work out, but then something impromptu came up, and it was at the marina, and I said, I'm just going to go. And I happened to meet somebody, and we'll see where it goes.
Very cool. All right,
you know, and I just didn't go out there looking for it. I just went out there with
smiling.
That idea that I was just going to sparkle.
Okay, Sandy, you got your answer. That was
so
very helpful, Susan.
You know, just go out and sparkle. You know, I had no intention of anything happening. It just so happened.
It happened.
It happened, and, you know, we'll see what happens. And I'm detaching from the outcome, too. I'm just going to let it be.
See, that's that spiritual shift.
See, there's the other side, detaching from outcome. That I
there
can do.
There you go.
Sandy's really good at that.
All right. Yeah. Well, good luck. Much success. Namaste.
She just like
Sandy,
that
thanks
before
for calling.
Called. Thank you, Sandy.
Well, Susan. I'm going to save us a little time, Deborah. We have Miranda from California on line two. Her birth date is March 29th, 1957. And I don't know if I can pronounce this, but I think it's Wyandotte, Michigan. You probably know where it is.
I do.
And we'll get Miranda on the phone because we don't have the time.
Okay.
Miranda, you there?
I am. Hello.
And what was the time of birth?
Oh, the time is 12:17 p.m.
There you go. And how did you find us today?
I was just listening to the show previous and decided to stay on for this one. It sounded so interesting.
Well, great. We're glad to have you.
Tell me what time it was
Thank you.
Miranda.
12:17 p.m.
Okay. That's so cool. I find this so funny. What rate, like you're on your radio in on the computer, and then you just click in, and there we are.
Right. Well, there's
yeah.
a show that comes on right before us, and it's Miranda, who's, I should know this.
Well, oh, my God. This is so crazy. You're just going to be so amazed. Here we go again. Isn't it funny how us people call right at the nick of time? So Barbara had...
Oh, I know. I'm in a really really critical time for me right now.
You are. So I'm going to give you my phone number, first of all, because I'm only going to be able to do a few minutes with you, and I'd love to really help you. It's 303-665-0320. I always feel like I'm whetting someone's appetite. They're so hungry, and I'm giving them a olive. I'm like, that's not going to feed you, but let me at least start. Yes, Miranda, you are at this critical moment. Two things are going on in your chart. One is you're being forced into discipline, and you're resisting. Two is you feel like indulging and spending money at the very time when you're supposed to be exercising discipline. Can you feel that funny split?
Yeah. Money has been definitely a huge challenge for me and career.
Right now I need to make a change,
and I just don't know where. Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask a question. So have you been feeling just lately like you want to take a risk, like in the last few weeks, like I should just do something or go buy my, like have you been a little bit more indulgent? Yeah, just a yes or no question.
I've been really restricting that because I know that I'm not capable. I can't.
Good.
I've had a lot of unexpected expenses, so I really
just
I
in the last
not been
bit.
Indulging in my...
You've had some unexpected expenses just in the last little bit?
Yeah, my computer and car stuff, yes.
Yeah, this is what's being asked of you. Let me help you. You have a very high ambition, and you have a gift of being blunt and honest. One of your gifts this life is you are not someone that beats around the bush, are you?
Yeah, that's true, but that gets me in a lot of trouble. People don't like straight honesty and truth.
Well, this is your life lesson.
It gets me in a lot of trouble.
Your life lesson is honesty and learning how, this is what the problem is right now with your job. You've gotten your energy all blocked up because you're adjusting yourself for other people because you have a story you tell yourself that people can't handle you. And you're at this critical juncture in the last 3 or 4 months where your frustration's compounded because you're having financial problems. It's just you're being set up for a change. That's the good news. The bad news is you've got a lot of fear that's operating here for really no good reason. Because honestly, you are intuitively and energetically very, very capable. You're one of those people that we can throw down and you'll just organize the you're like on it. You're so organized and you're so enthusiastic and you're so responsible to the people you care about. The problem is you alter your expression because you have a story that it's not safe to be you because you're so blunt and you're so honest. Does that ring?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
If I could read
a lot of thoughts going through my head.
let's see if I can simplify it. If I could recalibrate your chart, if I could have a chance to give you back to yourself, the first thing I would do is I would give you a permission slip that said, one, you've got to know that your heart sources from a very pure place. You are a natural giver.
You're a mom. You're a natural mom for everybody. Right?
I'm a giver, definitely. I do body work. I help people all the time, and I give actually too much, I think.
That's
and I get taken advantage of, you know.
Well, this is your story. So now we just nailed it. So you're a mom. You're a mom, and you're a giver, and you're a nurturer, and you've got this crazy gift of intuition. The but in the story is if you used your power, you would be a very successful body worker, exceptional. As a businesswoman, this is separate from the healer, if you could be willing to stand up and stand out and not care what people thought. So you're at this critical juncture right now where you could actually up your voltage with your work. It's very auspicious, like in the last 3 months. Life is similar to what happened with Sandy. There's a, like, but your past Sandy's leading up to September where her cycle's coming. Yours just happened, and you're in it right now. If you can get the courage, this is why you're so frustrated. You have to two things that's going on in your chart. One is you're a sensitive, emotional, Cancer rising.
I'm an empath.
You're a full-on empath with Moon in Pisces. You've got this huge gift.
Mm-hmm.
But the second is you're a businesswoman.
I don't feel like a businesswoman. I don't like the business.
I'll tell you why. Because you get scared about how bold you are and how direct. If you had your way, you'd be bossy boots. And you don't do that. You let other people take over, and then you get taken advantage of, because instead of interrupting, you have six planets in fire. That's called a hot mama. But because of all the water...
Six planets in fire? Oh.
Yeah, but because of all the water, which is your empath, you've got... This is, if I had a gift for you as an astrologer, it's how does Miranda navigate between water and fire so that she can get some earth? Because you don't have any earth in your chart, and that's what makes it
I
so
know,
hard.
That's it. I think I have a little Virgo somewhere, don't I?
It's just one little planet. You have one little planet trying to pull it all together. So what you need, Miranda, is some practical skills of how to manage your gift, which is, both surprise, surprise, I'm going to tell it to you again. I know you're going to argue because Aries love to argue, but you are a businesswoman. You just don't want to do it because you don't know how to handle people. You've not yet learned your skill set, and here you are, a grown-up.
No, I don't know how to handle people. No, I don't. I just...
You get...
In
you
the
get,
business
you,
world...
You burn them
I
out.
Like
they either take advantage of you or you get burnt out. So I'm going to give you my number again. This is my specialty because we're born the same year. Ha-ha. 303, did you write it?
Oh, really?
Yep, 665.
What's the area code? 303.
303.
I missed...
303-665. Okay. 0320.
Do you see anything? Yeah, 0320, I got that. But one of my great frustrations is that I do want to move, and but it you know, in my, especially like in my career, and I know trainings I'd love to take, but I have no money to do it, so it feels like a catch 22, and it's extremely frustrating.
So Susan, you tell her what you heard me say. What's preventing her money? Can you get it? Because it's hard for her to hear it. It's
right.
You can't, if you don't use your power in the natural way, you know, anyone that has money will tell you how you manifest money is you be yourself and you move energy. But if there's any inhibition or there's any stories, and you've got some stories, I've heard a story from you. The story is I can't get along with people. Well, that's going to be a little handicap in making money since they're the ones that we do the exchange with. And you're way more gifted than you realize. So you know, I do a sliding scale. I money is not my fear.
You do? Okay, because that's my first thought when you said call you. I thought, gosh, I can't.
Nope,
really
I do. I make it really easy because what I love is to get results for people and have them say, oh, my God,
okay.
I feel so different now.
Okay. I know I'm in a really critical juncture.
You
I
are.
Really,
it's so cool. Yeah. It's the trippiest thing how this happens. And I have the radio show tonight. You can tune in. It's on... my website, DeborahSilvermanAstrology.com. I feel like a commercial. I get bored
That's okay.
of it. Yeah, I mean, what can I do? It's how I can tell. I can help people. DeborahSilvermanAstrology.com. Click on Aries. You're going to laugh, Miranda, when you see that. On the very top, when I act out Aries, you're going to crack up. And then you can listen
What's
to the radio.
What's your last name, Deborah what? I'm sorry.
Silverman. Silverman.
Okay.
Silver like the stars. I came from the stars through a Jewish family. I knew you.
I used to have a client named Silverman, yes, okay. Yeah, okay.
And, you know, we do have to remember, don't we, Deborah, that money is really energy. You know, it really is. We kind of think it's a physical thing, but it's really not.
Right.
Oops.
Well, plus my background, I came from a very poor family. My parents were from Europe, and So.
Yep.
Well, there's some of your
karma.
Past too
it's
that
we
you
all
need
carry
to
a, we all carry
get
a story.
Freedom from. Yes.
How do we get freedom? I'm going to use that tonight, Susan. I'm going to do on my radio show. I'm going to hitchhike, and I'm going to do freedom tonight. I love that.
Well, who knows? Maybe I'll call in for a reading.
Yeah, you can call in for a reading. I'm not kidding.
Never know.
Yes, of course you can.
That would be kind of fun.
Yes. So here yes. we did an hour together, and now I have to carry on, and I'm so thankful, Susan. Let's do this again. That was so fun.
It was. It really was. And, you know, I think with what's going on in the world, the, you know, it really is a whole, I mean, what is I've seen happen energetically in the world since the first of this year till now, and, you know, what is continuing as far as people wanting to be free from oppression. And what I also see, too, Deborah, is, you know, people are trying to become freer. And, you know, whether it's, you know, breaking out of old molds, you know, really breaking out of their past and understanding their past, being liberated from their past and becoming who they really are. And I think that this is what we're seeing. And I think that this is the year that we're doing this.
You're absolutely
right. But I didn't
right.
see it happening this way. Did you?
Well, astrologically, we knew it was coming. It's just
yes.
a little peculiar because we can never tell what shape it's going to take. That's the nature of this planet. Surprise!
I know. It has really been a surprise. But, I mean, I welcome it. I just think it's just, I think it's very exciting. I know there are a lot of things yet to settle, and the dust hasn't settled yet. But, you know, I think that, yeah, the fact that we can all communicate on Facebook and no matter whether you are in Libya or Egypt or the United States is pretty exciting.
We're all in this together.
We are, and I really think that here we go, Mark Zuckerberg. he's done something pretty phenomenal.
He did such a good job. Did you watch
he
that
really
film?
Has.
What was the film called again?
Social Network.
Did you see it?
No, I haven't.
Oh, brilliant.
Is it brilliant?
Mm. The first scene is worth the whole movie.
Okay. I'm going to go look. I really need to go see it. I haven't done that.
It's a little disturbing because you see human nature at its worst, but it's fascinating because
right.
he's not the most emotionally mature.
All right. Well, Deborah, thanks for spending the hour with me again. I just love it when you're here.
Thank you so much.
The callers and the listeners love it because they get to call in, and the readings are just terrific. And again, let's give out your website. It's Deborah Silverman. astrology.com.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all can reach me at SusanEKing.com. And we will see you next week. Don't forget, tune in to Deborah's show tonight. And you can find that on our website. Everybody, have a wonderful week. Deborah, you have a terrific week.
Thank you,
and,
Susan.
And we will talk soon.
Okay.
All right.
You have been listening to Where Genealogy and Spirit Connect with Susan E. King. Each week we will focus on the spiritual journey of connecting ourselves with our ancestors. Join us every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on BBS Radio. For upcoming show information, you can visit Susan's website at www.susaneking.com.